This week on the Replay Podcast, we'll discuss Bethesda's warning of what to expect for Fallout 76.
Howdy! You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded on October 24th. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinke, also joined by Mitch Drake.
Hi.
Jordan Zellers.
Hello.
And Adam Seckley.
Howdy.
How are you all doing?
I'm doing well.
I see the howdy's made a triumphant return.
Yeah, I think I need to check. Adam's second strike. He's out.
Yeah, we get a new host. It's easy. Yeah. Plenty of people like games. What do we get? Someone talks about Fortnite?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. What have we been playing the past week or two? Because we didn't do one last week.
Yes. Well, who wants to go first?
I'll go first, since mine's straight up out of the way. Call of Duty.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
What level are you? Have you hit Paragon? What is it?
Paragon Prestige. 10.
Prestige.
Paragon? What is this?
It's a crossover between Diablo and Call of Duty.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. I am Prestige 3 out of 10. And then, yeah, that's how far
I've gone. You are Prestige 3 already?
Yeah.
How many levels to Prestige?
55.
Oh, that's nothing.
Jesus.
Exactly. Again, it is nothing.
It used to be 70 back in the day.
I thought it used to be 100.
No.
I think 70 was the highest.
Why would you cap at 70? That makes no sense.
Why would you cap at 55?
You go to 100.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to satisfy you by talking too much Call of Duty, Joel.
Yes.
I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
How's Blackout? Is it... Have you played much of it?
What is Blackout? You said this before the show.
PUBG.
Oh.
Yeah, the PUBG style Call of Duty thing.
Yeah.
I played it in the beta, and I wasn't interested. I played only zombies and multiplayer.
Yeah.
So, have you done all the Easter eggs yet?
No.
Is the story good?
Story? Question mark?
The story behind the Easter eggs. I know they all link up.
Oh, you mean the Easter eggs of that stuff? I thought you meant a story in the game. Yeah, there's no story.
No, I know. I know that part.
It's kind of a story, kind of, but no worries. I don't know. I've done the Easter eggs at all.
So you're not spoiling it for yourself?
I've seen like one ending of some Easter egg, but I have no idea how to really the story behind that whole thing.
Okay, cool. cool.
Do you play solo or do you look up, like try and find other players?
With on multiplayer?
Yeah. For zombies.
For zombies, I play with others. I play with randoms.
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of upsetting because the randoms aren't really that good and they go down. Like, it's like, come on, man.
Yelling at people on the comms or are you just silent?
I'm silent, but I'm like internal rage. Just like, why'd you go down for the sixth time?
You're the only one on comms just going.
Deep breathing? Yeah.
That guy has the microphone too close to his mouth.
It's not too close. You're not working for me.
So yeah, it's just multiplayer Call of Duty. That's what I've been playing.
All right.
On to the next person, Jordan.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Played a little bit?
No, I finally finished Spider-Man. It was a great game. Finally, you know. It was a good feeling to wrap that up. The story wraps up nicely.
Who was the final boss?
Final...
Dr. Octagon.
Yeah.
Professor Squid.
Doc Ock. Doc Ock is the final boss.
What, really?
Yes.
Wow. What a guess.
I thought you knew.
No, I didn't.
That's why I said
Spoiler
Octagon.
Spoiler alert.
Was it a difficult game? Like, what level difficulty were you playing on?
What level Spider-Man were you at the end?
Yeah.
That seems to be your question.
I ended up getting the cartoon Spider-Man by the end.
Good.
But just as I got it was when I went to last mission. In the last mission, you're forced to wear a certain suit. So I was like...
Oh! So you haven't gone back to play it yet?
No, I haven't gone back.
It looks so good, though.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
I finished that. And this week, I've been prepping my Xbox for Red Dead. So I've booted it back up.
Cleaned
installing,
it all out.
Installing everything. Updating.
Yeah, man.
And playing a bit of Master Chief Collection.
So have I, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
So you're also prepping for a Dead Mitch.
No, I was good playing to hear. I was playing a 15, 20-year-old game.
Yeah.
But what's new, right?
Yeah. You can only find Team Arena games.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I've been playing.
Mitch.
So I finally got my computer built. We're up and running.
Right. Nice. Yes. As your RAM?
The RAM. Yes, RAM's in. I have the right... So...
Oh, no.
The website...
There's another issue, is there?
There was another issue.
Okay.
The motherboard I had was incompatible with my processor.
Oh.
So I had to buy a new motherboard for $96 or something like that. So now it works. Motherboard's there. Hard drives are in. Everything works.
So you tested it.
It's all good.
So hot and everything runs like Ultra?
Hot's on Ultra. WoW on Ultra. Counter-Strike on Ultra. And... Overwatch on Ultra.
Right.
On an i3.
Yeah.
It's the first computer I've ever owned which able to keep up with me. Because I just open like 50 tabs and just stuff around. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Adam.
For me...
League of Legends?
League Legends, yes. I've been doing a bit of ranked, or I should say a lot of ranked, because the season ends, I think, like 14th November.
You play it yet?
That's just before Pokemon, which, that's pretty convenient. Yeah.
So I am going to try and get to plat. I've gotten from gold 4 to gold 2.
Nice.
So I've got like 2-3 weeks to try and get to plat. So I'm pretty happy if I can do that. That and Assassin's Creed, which I'm happy that Mitch is playing.
We'll get there. Yeah, but yeah. I'll finish it eventually. I'll get off the first island. And then I'll
know. Now, once Jordan and I get Red Dead and we talk that up, you'll be like, you know what? I might get Red Dead.
Yeah.
So I might get it on PC.
Is it even on PC?
No.
You know what you probably should get on PC, though, Mitch? No. Is Fallout 76.
If I wanted,
I don't know
be
if this will run on your PC. To be perfectly honest,
I think it might. It might.
Yeah. Lower specs, but
mid range. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. But anyway, today the beta for Fallout 76 went live on Xbox, and being aware of the bugs that players are likely to encounter, Bethesda has published a note to fans, kind of lowering the expectations.
Smart. Which,
that's not a good sign.
No, that's to me. I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
that's the smartest thing to do.
Well, they're learning from No Man's Sky.
Yes, that and recently, I think Bethesda allowed like IGN and Game Informer, all these publishers to play Fallout 76 early in one big open area. And the issue that they faced was a lot of crashing, bugs, and a lot of like lag input when actually playing. Mm-hmm. Like frame rate drops when going to certain areas.
Yeah.
So that issue's there. So they kind of like, I understand the lower expectation going in. Like, okay, it's kind of still there. Just try not to look at it too much.
Yeah. So in the letter, Bethesda says they know we're opening everyone up to all new spectacular issues none of us have ever encountered. So we all know with the scale of our games and the systems we let you use that unforeseen bugs and issues always come up. It goes on to note there are some areas in Fallout 76 that suffer from performance issues with an influx of people and that you just should expect to encounter other quirks.
Yep.
So to me, this feels like what should happen at the start of every early access game. Like, the company should tell you, look, there's going to be bugs. Mm-hmm. This is not the final game. Be very aware of that. We are aware of the experience coming up, and I know it's going to lag. I know there's not going to be a lot of fun to be had, but this is just us understanding how the game's going to work, and you're helping us do that.
That's exactly what alpha and betas are. They're exactly there for you to test to see if it actually works. If you encounter issues or bugs, you tell them and they'll fix that in the actual full game.
But we're in a world where early access games don't leave early access. Yeah.
They're there for like 8 years.
Yeah. So it's not that surprising to see big companies that are using the same tactic but are using the old language of alpha and beta and then issuing a statement saying, this isn't the complete game. It's not going to be amazing. Calm down.
But the thing is, they're issuing a statement and telling people that it's not going to be perfect, yet it's only like 1 month until the actual game is full released.
Mm-hmm. Allowing and it's an everyone online only game. Yeah.
Online only. And it's they're pointing out there's performance issues in certain areas. And you saw that in the IGN and Game Informer when they played it. And
I
it's
agree.
So soon till it's coming out. It's
It feels like they're pushing it just a little bit, considering that the beta actually ends, like, because Xbox is early beta, and then you get PC and PS4, I think, next week or something like that.
On the October 30th. Yeah.
October
30th. Do we know why Xbox got it first? Was that mentioned?
I think Bethesda's always had
Bethesda
relationship.
Microsoft was that, whole thing.
Because I remember at E3, they were, like, all about the Xbox One X and stuff like that. And, there must be some relationship there. But yeah, I think Bethesda's kind of in that space where like all we've ever done is single player games.
Oh, because they would have they weren't even involved in the building of ESO, were they?
I'm unsure. Sure. No one.
Yeah,
but
Fact checker.
He's on it.
I see what you mean. Like their whole thing is just single player.
Yeah,
and yet fans have always been in an uproar saying, let's turn New Vegas into multiplayer or Fallout. Four, it'll be great. It has a multiplayer
Skyrim
experience.
Multiplayer.
Exactly.
Releases Elder Scrolls Online. I hate this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel special anymore.
So I feel like they're trying to target towards the fans this whole Fallout 76. But I feel like it may be a bit rushed.
This does tell me that they know their fans. They know their fans are going to be like, this is broken.
Yeah.
Why did you give us
well,
that?
Well, Bethesda don't have the most reputable track record for bugs on launch.
No. Bethesda bugginess is part of any of the games. Yeah. Why you play it. It's like, yeah. Oh, he just flew into the sky.
That's what makes it fun, I think. While we kind of all come to expect issues with betas by now, do you think it might be a bit concerning to see that they're kind of admitting how broken the game is?
I think it's good. Adam, did you come up with something on your fact check?
Yeah, so it was developed by ZeniMax Online Studios and published by Bethesda Software.
Right.
So it wasn't, it was only...
They just published it.
Okay, cool. Good to know. Anyway, no, you come to expect... Like, this is a really good sign because it's not an admission that it's not as good as it should be. It's more of a warning.
Mm.
It's a caveat to save their ass on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, it's like, well, we told you it wasn't going to be
exactly.
Good.
You do experience bugs, crashes, or any frame rate drops. We told you there would be that there. Why
it's
are you complaining
beta.
At us?
Yeah, it's a beta. Calm down.
Why are you reporting these issues in a beta?
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like they should be. I don't think it was useful at all to put this letter out.
No,
I just
it wasn't useful, but I can see it as like a way to save their ass. It's all it
is. Yeah. But it's like they're admitting they're like. Saying we don't need the beta test, we know it's broken. Just play it.
Well, yeah, but they want to kind of see where the server load needs to be distributed.
Yeah, it feels like they're just purely testing the servers.
I think they want to know where it actually is broken. Because they said, we're opening everyone, talk, speculate. Spectacular issues none of us have encountered.
Yeah. So, well, it does say in their full note, there's a part where we know of some issues in certain areas and there's some places where... I'm sure it'll pop up that we haven't found before that there are issues. Oh. So I guess, they want to iron out these things, but I'm very skeptical that it'll be perfect before launch.
I am too. Day one is going to be hell, basically is what I read from this.
Yeah.
Don't buy this day one.
No.
Day one is always hell for any game.
Especially online only game.
Because beta, they're testing the waters with beta. They're testing how big the servers people are on it and how stressful it is. But not everyone has the beta code. Not everyone tries it. So once they expect that's going to happen in the beta, okay, we're fine. Day one hits, server crash, everything goes down.
PTSD from Destiny.
Oh. PTSD from Diablo.
Yeah, I've got Halo Reach.
Yeah.
We've all got that experience.
Yeah.
But I like that because basically they've acknowledged the fact that their in-house testing team of, 30 people, if they had all of them in Megaton, for example, it wouldn't crash.
Yeah,
but they're realizing when there's 300 people, it's a little laggy. So maybe if there's 30,000, it will destroy everything. So let's just make sure the energy's going where it needs to go.
Yeah. Another thought I had when looking into this was maybe that they're trying to win over fans, like ask them to give them a chance because, not all Bethesda gamers are... online players, like they probably play Bethesda games because they like playing solo.
I won't be playing this game because it's an online only game.
Right.
That's basically how I'm going. Because if I want to play an RPG or a game in a world that I know is an RPG, I'll play that. That's why I haven't played Elder Scrolls Online.
The main thing for this game is as much as it is online only and you are playing against other players and playing with friends...
Mm.
The whole focus is meant to be a single-player experience in that the NPCs you meet, no human player is like an NPC. They're all players. You all meet robots and all that type of stuff. But if you get killed by another player, you don't lose anything. You just continue on your own. So there's no penalty unless you initiate and continue to fight against them. If you want to play by yourself, you can stay away from everyone and not have to fight people.
All right, so basically it's like a high school experience. If you want to fight, go outside. If you don't want to fight, just go hide in the library.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can play it single player, but there are multiplayer aspects to it.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like an MMO, which is...
Mm.
That's you're defining an MMO.
I suppose.
Which stands for massive multiplayer.
But it's not massive, and it's more...
I mean, I'd argue if they're like, hey, there's too many people on here to cause it to like... I'd say it's massive.
In one instance, you get 16 players. That's as much as you get.
And it was... that's causing that much lag.
Yes.
See, I was not operating on that.
But it's not... It's the lag in that FPS drops of the amount of probably things that are happening in that one area. So many buildings, so many foliage, so many enemies in that one place.
So what's it going to take? 16 people all with like mini nuke launchers pointing into the same spot and then just like, hey, let's have some fun.
Suppose it would
crash
have
a server.
Probably. But.
Oh, good.
Something I found interesting was that Bethesda limited the beta participants to pre-orders. So
it's only true fans.
Well,
only true fans.
A lot of games seem to do this, though. Or they'll have, like, you know, like, if you pre-order, you get the beta for 5 days, but if you don't, it's only, like, two.
That's, yeah.
That you can always cheat pointless. The system and put money on the pre-order, get the code, and then take the money off. So there's always a workaround behind this.
Yeah, which, but to me, it kind of feels like it's defeating the purpose of a beta.
Because then
like
not everyone's going to play it.
Yeah, they're using the beta as a selling point rather than what a beta is actually meant for.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of companies have been doing these days, though, is you want extra stuff, you got to get the pre-order.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what their focus is for this.
Yeah. So
because one of their selling points with the whole beta is what you unlock in the beta is unlocked in the full game.
So it's early access.
Correct. It's just a beta. And they're pointing out that there are bugs. That's why it's a beta. But it is somewhat early
access. Everyone's still going to be mad. When it's all buggy as hell, though.
At least they're trying. If this works, we might see other companies following suit. It's just one of those things that evolves with this kind of release schedule.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really weird to see it from Bethesda. I think that's where we're all stumped. Like, why? Why are you concerned with this?
Yeah, I think their concern is what's making everyone else concerned now. They're going, oh, crap, what's wrong with this game? What's going to happen when I put this, install this or whatever?
It's still going to be all broken as all hell for a very long time.
Because that's why all the game, like game reviewers were all on the fence, is because of this FPS drop, because of the bugs, because of that it's not finished and it's this close to being released.
What's going on? Yeah.
What is going on?
Do you think betas are a fair point to decide whether or not you're going to buy a game or not?
No.
If it's going to be lagging the entire time.
No, I don't think betas are useful in terms of purchasing because it's not a demo.
Yep.
So a demo is to sell, a beta is to test.
Yeah.
So the beta is just gauging who and how many people are going to be playing this. It's fair to assume that all the pre-orders are going to be playing on day one. It's also fair to assume that all the pre-orders are going to be playing the beta.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to kind of gauge what day one will be.
Yeah.
For me, if a beta is free... it is a good way for me to experience the game without having to actually buy it.
Yeah.
And if I enjoy it from that beta, then I would probably buy the game. So it is kind of like a testing for me, myself.
Okay.
Rather than
that's
a test
how I treat them as well.
So by using the pre-order to lock you out, that like irks you a little bit because then you're like a potential customer and they're not letting you try out their game essentially.
But it's not a demo.
Yeah, but
true.
I mean, like,
but
I
that's how I feel most
But they don't
betas.
Make demos anymore.
Yeah.
No,
they only make betas.
That's what betas are to
it
me.
Feel,
they are
yeah,
demos.
It feels like...
a try of the game.
To me, then it should be a lot more constructed. Like, a demo is meant... Like, the idea of a demo...
That's what this beta is. It is pretty much the demo, where if you play the beta, it's the full game.
But it's not the case, right? Because if a demo was in existence, it would be a scripted, more controlled environment... to get rid of the bugs. The place where you would do the demo would not be buggy in the slightest.
And they'd show off all the best features to entice you.
You would likely even be like halfway through the game level powerful.
So then you get some more stuff.
Yeah.
You're not starting off at like entry level.
Yeah. Whereas this early access thing is behind a paywall. Mm. It's known to be buggy. That is early access or a beta or an alpha.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with trying to sell you the game. That's not their intent. Whether or not you use it for that, that's up to you. But you've got to shell out. You've got to buy the game before you test it to see if you want it.
True. I am upset what Adam said. I am kind of annoyed that it is behind this paywall.
Really?
Well, betas have always been, you know, pre-order, to get an early access of the beta. But later there'll be an open beta for people who want to try the game that everyone didn't get a chance to pre-order or whatever, some kind of exclusive. I don't think they're doing this. It's just pre-order Xbox, pre-order PC and PlayStation next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why not give it open to everyone? That would be allow them to test more of the...
Because they're not trying to sell you. They're not trying to sell you.
No, but they're trying to test the servers. They're trying to test how the game is like.
Wouldn't you want many more people? Yeah.
I agree, yeah. But pre-order is a pretty good indication on who's going to buy it day one.
Yeah.
But if they make it open beta, then they could be getting like...
Worst possible scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. That makes much more sense from a company standpoint. Yeah. This, not so much.
Yeah.
It's Bethesda. It's all about money, right?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. They don't make games.
They're taking the EA route.
Wait till you can buy the season pass to them.
Oh, God. Free upgrades. That costs $2.49 each.
That's why I'm a little worried with this Fallout 76 is that their perk system is based off, say, cards.
Yeah.
In a way that better cards, when you gain levels or more cards
so you get loot from, box.
You get card packs when you level up. So this opens up the whole thing with Battlefront 2, which they had a card system where they bring out microtransactions.
You know, it would be good if in the world of Fallout 76, you could trade cards with people that you encounter. If you have any double ups, it becomes like a, card trading
game. It's a trading card game.
It becomes two people shouting in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you should be worried about? Master trainers.
Oh, gosh.
He's getting better with his segues. He's doing well.
So, Pokemon Let's Go will introduce a unique challenge during its post-game. Scattered throughout the world of Kanto are expert trainers, each one of the master of a specific Pokemon. Your task is to challenge them all 151 of them.
So, two concerns jump out at me for this.
Yes, I'm concerned. I'm concerned with a few things as well.
Yeah? What are your concerns?
Okay, so to challenge these Pokemon Masters, you need to have the exact same Pokemon, correct?
Yes.
Does that mean I need to catch all 151 Pokemon in order to beat these Pokemon Masters?
It also means you not only have to catch them all, but you also need to train them up beyond, so you become the master of all Pokemon.
Minimum. Of 70, level 75, from what
they haven't like 100% said it, but in all the demos, the Pokemon have been 75.
Which means that you got to get a Bulbasaur to 75.
Means you got to get a Magikarp to level 75. Yeah. Up to level 25, it doesn't learn anything except just splash.
Tackle, splash, and flail.
Yeah.
Flail can mess you up.
Yeah.
They mustn't be intending on making a new Pokemon game for a while then.
No, we know it's coming next year.
Yeah.
This is
technically an extra game.
This is a demo. This is a paid demo.
Right.
That's the only thing with me. Like I like that there's a
it's end
something
game.
To strive for in end game. There's something to go for and focus on.
I'm keen for this. I could do this.
That and was people's biggest complaints.
I like that I can, you know, try and catch 151, but I don't want to level up 151 Pokemon to 75.
You don't have to. It's for the people who, you know, like, just loving play this game so much.
Which is you, right?
Maybe. I probably won't do all 151.
But right, that's 149.
It'd be really good if, like, the four of us collectively could do all of them.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, join together.
Shots who wants not- Magikarp? Yeah, I don't want
Magikarp.
I'll do all the baby Pokemon.
You want Metapod?
No, thanks. Yeah. God, that'll be...
Use Harden!
That'll be a long one. The first one to run out of PP.
It'll be a two-hour, like, thing back and forth.
But the big challenge is that they have unique moves, the Masters Pokemon. So they don't get random moves, but they can basically learn any move that is a tutor, egg, or TM in any previous games.
Dear.
So which it makes it very hard.
Can we breed in this game?
You cannot breed.
So how do they get egg moves?
That still hasn't been clarified.
That's not fair.
Whether or not we can... Exactly. We may not be able to get them, which adds an extra layer of challenge.
But do we get their Pokemon? Do we beat them into submission, then take their Pokemon away?
No.
Why?
All right, but Team do, Rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But we do steal their name. They actually lose the name of Master when you beat them, and you basically steal their name.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. You are Team Rocket then, all right.
Yeah.
I have a question about Pokemon Let's Go.
Mm-hmm.
151. I feel like there's more Pokemon than that. Is this just a certain gen?
First gen.
Right.
It's so you know when Pokemon Go came out?
Yeah.
It was only that limited, so it's that exact same limitation.
Yeah. Except are they going to expand that at all?
No, because it's just a remake of the original.
It's a remake of Yellow.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a nostalgia trip for a lot of people.
So they won't follow suit with the same Pokemon Go where they'll keep expanding the
amount of... Well, we don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But we don't know. The answer is that's not been
But there is Alolan forms. So, like, all the different ones from Sun and Moon. So, you know, like the Ice Vulpix and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And are there masters for that? Or is that just
their own experience? Oh, no.
I don't know.
No, that'd make it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't do that. Because if the Ice Vulpix went up against the Fire Vulpix, there's no...
Well, it's actually harder.
So, would you think there are masters for that then? So, there'd be a Fire Vulpix and an Ice Vulpix master?
No, because you can only transfer them to your PAL park,
Yeah. Not
to the actual game. I don't know why you transfer them to the PAL park yet. Mm. We don't know.
But see, the thing is that there's only the... Say for Vulpix is a good example. There's only one Vulpix master, but even if you were to use the Ice version, you'd be at a disadvantage. Every single Alolan counterpart is actually weaker to use against the original.
But if the original has the Alolan form?
Oh, then it would be easier. Yeah. But I don't think they would.
No,
I think they're all original. But there's no point to use the other version of the Pokemon. True.
So 75 levels...
Yep.
You're against someone who is cheating with the amount of moves that they have.
Well, not cheating.
Hacking. In all 151 Pokemon. That sounds exquisite to me.
It's an end game. It's an end game. It's a better end game than Fallout 76.
I just wonder how long...
You can't have more than three people in one city.
Yeah.
My
real thing is, I wonder how long it's going to take for someone to do all 151. Like, maybe two weeks?
I'm going to say at least one.
Yeah. You reckon? Yeah.
I think transferring Pokemon out of Pokemon Go will give you some sort of bonuses. So I think someone's already got everything that they need, and they're just going to transfer everything day one and be like... Done.
Well, you do get a lot of candies for transferring Pokemon.
Mm. My God.
Yeah.
Get lots of candies. This sounds so stupid. I'm sorry.
Excellent. Well, if you think Jordan is stupid, please let us know on Twitter. Provided you are listening to the show.
Yes. Yeah. You've been listening to the Replay Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine is at Nimble Nimble.
Mine is at AdamXSleep.
And I'm at Pokemon Master 277.
You have to change that now. See if that person exists.
Please do. The podcast will be out every Monday on all your podcast platforms, links which can be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU.